And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
A week after Kim Kardashian met with President Trump to argue the case of great-grandmother sentenced to life in prison over a first-time drug conviction, he took action and granted clemency to Alice Marie Johnson.
Look at Mrs. Kanye getting stuff done.
The 63-year-old Tennessee woman was convicted of cocaine conspiracy and money laundering charges. She's been in federal prison for more than 2 decades while supporters argued for her release, pointing out the nonviolent nature of her offense. Kardashian tweeted, "Best news ever." Dogs pay better attention to humans when they use a baby voice tone in their speech towards them. They also tend to connect with us more deeply from an emotional standpoint when we use baby talk. Researchers evaluated human relationships with adult dogs, measuring whether they preferred our baby voice, scientifically known as dog-directed speech, or if they responded equally to adult-directed speech, which is just the way that you would speak to another human adult. The results appear to show that dogs are notably more responsive to baby talk. Thank goodness. I wonder if this translates to cats as well, because I totally do that. We're going to go on a little trip, but we're going to be back, okay? You just stay right on the couch. Mommy's going to be back.
Well, this justifies now my friend's husband, a 55-year-old man, who talks to his two dogs like, "Oh, boys, would you like a boogie woogie? You want a treat, oh, boys."
Now we know they respond better.
Exactly.
Royals lost to the Angels in Anaheim. Royals are 0-6 against the Angels this season. They dropped to 20 games below 500 and into last place in the AL Central. And Minnesota residents Kimberly Dean and Ron Palmer met in high school, dated, broke up, married other people, divorced, and stayed friends through all of it. When they were in their 30s, they made a vow to each other. If they both hit 50 and didn't have new spouses, they would marry each other. And that's exactly what they did last week, tying the knot after a nearly 40-year friendship and the pact that Palmer, who's 54, describes as a complete random joke. Sparks started flying again in 2016, and Dean suggested they should rekindle their romance. After some work, Palmer agreed. He proposed on New Year's Eve. Dean's son, Connor, walked her down the aisle on Friday. I also had one of those packs. We may discuss
this
a little bit later.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Thursday's mean throwback throwdown on The Show with Jen and Truda. So today you can vote for Jen's. Because what? It is Prince's birthday, right?
He would have been 60 years old today.
Is that right?
60.
Wow.
So I had to go Prince.
Of course. This is a great one. Let's go crazy.
I was telling you yesterday, this was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Oh, right.
And your woman Danielle went and said, not such a great show.
And he is her all-time favorite.
Yeah.
But he is notorious for being hit or miss in a show.
I think it depends on like what tour it was, what show it was. I saw him in like 2006 era, and he was jumping on top of the piano and everywhere, high energy. It was amazing.
Right, and she got one of those nights where it was like, "Let's sit back and let me play you some new stuff I've been working on." What?
Nobody wants the new stuff.
I don't want that. You can vote for Shaylee's pick this morning. Yep. Wind it all around. It's the Spice Girls. I resurrect a good one from 2000. But he's Dexter Friebisch. They are named after a roller coaster from Houston. Or Joey's clip.
That's a good song.
That's a good song, too.
Good pick, Joey.
Thank you.
No doubt, Gwen Stefani in her early days.
You can vote by texting us at 816-576-7102. Text the song or Joey, Jen, Truda, or Shaylee, or on Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want to do.
Yep, carrier pigeon, what have you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I'm one of the people who, that's right, I don't care for Prince.
Somebody on the text line said, "How do your coworkers not honor Prince on his birthday? How do you not pick Prince for Throwback Throwdown?"
Here's how I honor him. Oh, no, let's go crazy. His Jen picked his song for the Throwback Throwdown.
When I looked it up and saw that he was born in 1958, would have been 68. Wow, that sounds old, doesn't it? I mean, not that 60 sounds old, but for Prince to be 60 just seems weird.
Here's what Addie couldn't wrap her head around last night. That he was born in 58 and lived to be 58.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right?
Weird. So what we're saying is you should vote for my pick.
Somebody answer that one.
Which is Prince, Let's Go Crazy.
You can vote for Joey's. A little early, no doubt, there with Spiderwebs.
Who hasn't made this their answering machine in / voicemail message?
Remember when that was a thing?
Oh, I do.
We just got to a Simpsons episode. We're up to like season 10 now. And Homer has bought a book called 101 Funny Answering Machine Messages. And so he's trying them out, you know? And they're awful. But I remember some of these back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And your parents would get involved. Hey, it's Pete. Hey, it's Marcia. We're not here right now, so leave a message at the beep.
You do it like 30 times until you got it right.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't right. Okay, back it up. Let's
do it. Start over. No, yeah. I'm going to go first, then you go. No, let's go at the same time.
Yeah. That was awesome. Shaylee's clip. Lover, you got to get with my friends. Vote for her choice, the Spice Girls, Wannabe. Or you can vote for mine. In the early 2000s, Dexter Friebisch is called Leaving Town. Used to say that the stars are forever and days dreamed about how to make your life better by leaving town. And that's the most radio airplay that's had in about 17 years. So there we go.
All right, time for Jen's Impossible Question. Winner today gets a $25 gift card to Smoothie King. The question this morning... 8% of us have an extra one of these. What is it? 8% of us have an extra one of these. What is it?
This is going to be weird.
It is kind of weird, but interesting.
Okay. All right. Let's start Liberty with Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Adam?
Sticky buttons.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
yep,
now.
There we go.
Yeah, what do you think we have an extra one of?
Well, as an Adam, if I'm not mistaken, is it in a rib?
It is a rib. Yeah, it's like one.
You have the right name for it, too. Yes,
yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
So most people are born with 24 ribs, a dozen on each side of the rib cage. But if you have more, you're a rarity. The extra ribs in humans are known as cervical ribs or neck ribs. I've never counted. What if I have an extra one?
How do you count?
Well, you can feel them. You want me to come over and tickle you and
feel
your ribs?
You've got to be a little less squishy than I am, huh? I better work that Royal 21 a little better.
One in 500 people, is that right, have an extra rib. You got it. You get a $25 gift card to Smoothie King. Congratulations,
okay,
Adam.
Hold on for 1 second there. Now you've made me hungry. Do you see what you've done?
I'm now feeling my ribs.
I want ribs.
Well, no. That was not the direction I was going with that. It was not meant to make you want burnt ends.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Speaking of all of that, we do have an announcement coming up this morning in about an hour and 15 minutes. A big, fun announcement at 7:45. With that announcement will be your first chance to win VIP tickets. So make sure you're listening to KC1021 at 7:45.
You ever poked a waterbed? That's what I was trying to do right now. I'm trying to feel my breath.
Wow. That's
wow.
Quite a visual.
Some of us back in the day, it's all we had.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I gotta say, it looks like Jen's jumped out to an early lead in Throwback Throwdown voting today.
Everybody,
you get the Prince sympathy block, I guess.
Well, he would have been 60 today. How do you not honor that? It's Prince.
Well, I don't you say happy birthday, I guess?
By playing one of his greatest songs. And trust me, I had a hard time choosing between that because that's a big catalog to pick from.
Sure is, yeah.
I debated going, I would die for you, but this one's more fun.
So you can vote for Jen in the Throwback Throwdown today, which she has a lot of votes right now already. You could vote for me. I have 2 votes so far. Thank you to both of you. I should name you because you're actually cool and you know Dexter Friebisch.
One also gave birth to you, just for the record. One vote came from your mom.
You know what? Somebody on Facebook pointed out this is a good song for those who are like seniors leaving high school, right? Leaving town.
Perfect graduation song.
Yep, there you go. You can vote for Joey's. That's a great song right there. or you can vote for Shaylee's. Megan and Harry could not reunite the Spice Girls, but they live on in our hearts.
And in clothing lines everywhere.
Throwback Throwdown by text or Facebook this morning.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today. From the Taken movies and Love Actually, actor Liam Neeson is 66.
Oh, it's one of our favorites right there. That guy's got some special skills.
Vice President Mike Pence turns 59. And pop star Prince would have turned 60 today. He died in 2016 of an overdose of the painkiller fentanyl.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
What you want?
If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
That's right.
Liam
like
Neeson.
Looking good.
That's at 66.
Right.
Yes, you are. The new Top Gun movie is reuniting its two biggest stars. The Hollywood Reporter says Val Kilmer will be reprising his role as Iceman, which made him famous back in 1986. Tom Cruise returning as ace fighter pilot Maverick in Top Gun Maverick, which is currently in production.
What's good news? Because did not Val Kilmer have some sort of cancer scare or some sort of illness that we thought was really bad for him at one point?
And he was kind of quietly hiding for a long time, wasn't he? Is he
I
the one
so.
Who was living on a farm in Montana or something?
Well, you got me now. I mean, that could be Ted Kaczynski. It could be Val Kilmer.
Either way, I don't know. Maybe they were living together. I don't know all the details. But
Val Kilmer was the Unabomber, is what you're saying.
I'm happy that they're both coming back. And I saw Tom Cruise posted a picture of them filming this already. And it looked like it brought you right back to 1986, and you were like, yes, this is going to happen, and it's going to happen in the right way.
Val Kilmer was New Mexico, by the way.
Oh, okay. I knew there was some
random
place he had gone to.
Area 51.
Right. The Wizard of Oz's last surviving munchkin is dead at the age of 98. TMZ reports Jerry Marin, who greeted Dorothy to Munchkinland as part of the Lollipop Guild, died last week at a nursing care facility in San Diego. Marin was one of more than 100 little people who starred in the iconic film. The actor appeared on other popular shows over the years, including The Twilight Zone, Seinfeld, and Bewitched.
Boy, and those guys, they lived it up on set. The little munchkin people?
Yeah, I haven't heard
my
stories,
God.
Really.
You haven't heard stories?
No.
Of the wild, I mean, just...
crazy parties?
Bacchanalia that was the backstage part when they weren't filming?
No.
You get that many people together in one place, and they just apparently went at it like crazy.
Well, now they're all gone. We'll have to live on through the memories. Bruce Springsteen set to perform live at the 2018 Tony Awards ceremony in New York City. Springsteen going to be the recipient of a special Tony Award in honor of his successful Springsteen on Broadway concert series at the Walter Kerr Theater. The Tony Awards going to take place June 6th at Radio City Music Hall and will air June 10th on CBS.
But that story is like the condom at the Olympics story. These are the kind of stories I keep tabs on.
I'm going to go down the rabbit hole today and be searching munchkins.
Oh, I wouldn't Google too much.
Don't.
Be careful. Maybe NSFW.
Careful what you put into the old Google.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
An Alabama woman whose cause was championed by Kim Kardashian is waking up a free woman this morning after serving more than 20 years in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. Alice Johnson was released from a federal prison yesterday after President Trump commuted her life sentence. The 63-year-old woman was convicted in the 90s of attempted possession of cocaine and conspiracy to possess cocaine.
You know, that's an amazing story. And good. I'm glad that that got overturned. It's fantastic. But the Kardashians are now setting the agenda nationally. What does the world come to?
And that's my worry. Meanwhile, her husband's song...
Scoop dee dee whoop.
Is this?
Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop dee scoop dee whoop.
Scoop of the poop.
Whoop dee
scoop
poop.
MoDOT going to close down a 7-mile portion of I-70 between 435 and 470 for a bridge improvement project this weekend. They are demolishing three bridges. This is going to be huge. Crews are going to close traffic in both directions on that portion of the interstate starting at 10 o'clock Friday night, and that's going to go until 5 o'clock Monday morning. Now, this is out near the stadiums, so be prepared for that this weekend. More than a dozen ramps and exits will also be closed during the weekend. We do have a full traffic report coming up here in just a couple of minutes. An employee at a pizza place in Fayetteville, North Carolina, is accused of putting rat poison in the shredded cheese. He was seen in surveillance footage putting what police think was rat poison into the cheese at Primo Pizza. The manager called police. All of the bad cheese was collected before it was served to customers. The employee in question was booked into the Cumberland County Detention Center on a $100,000 bond. And a Texas man is recovering after being bitten by a rattlesnake, but it happened after the snake's head had been cut off.
Gross.
Snakes are gross enough. Can I just tell you, we just went to the Rattlesnake Museum down in New Mexico, in Albuquerque.
Why would you even tempt fate?
Because my husband really wanted to go. We took the kids, and they were all enclosed, so I was okay with that part. But how gross is this? Jennifer Sutcliffe said it happened at their home near Lake Corpus Christi last weekend. The couple was doing some yard work. She says the 4-foot snake slithered up to them and her husband severed its head with a shovel. When he went down to dispose of it, the head bit his hand and released all its venom. He was flown to a hospital where doctors told Sutcliffe he may not make it. He was given 26 doses of anti-venom and was stabilized. He is currently in stable condition. The severed head of a snake poisons you.
Yeah, I hate spiders, but I've never once said, well, let's go to the spider museum.
Look, it was not my choice. Again, wife duties. Yes, let's go to the Rattlesnake Museum. That sounds amazing. They're all enclosed.
I'd be like, you're on your own.
Good luck,
go
kids.
Go on.
Mommy's having a cocktail next door.
Right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A big announcement coming up at 7:45. In the meantime, Throwback Throwdown today. We play the winning song back in its entirety before 9 a.m. You can vote for Joey's song, and it's getting a lot of love on Facebook right now. People going back to old No Doubt.
My favorite was Karina said, no doubt, it is a no doubt.
Gwen Stefani, by far, maybe the coolest chick alive.
That's true. She was cool then, even cooler now. Who knew, 20 years later. You can vote for Shaylee's. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. It is the Spice Girls. Forever, friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover. How about you vote for mine? Take it back to the year 2000. What was at the time a little break from Sum 41 and Limp Bizkit? Dexter Friebisch. Or Gin. What would have been Prince's 60th birthday?
Born June 7th, 1958.
Wow. All right, let's go. Do your voting right now on Twitter, text, or Facebook.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Time to play a little round of Urban Myth. I actually bought this game at Walgreens if you'd like to get it for yourself. It's called Urban Myth. It's got a bunch of statements in it. You have to decide if they are truth or myth. This morning, it's your chance to win tickets to see Escape Belle Biv DeVoe and SWV.
What a great lineup that is. That's a great concert. All right, let's go to Lenexa, where Jessica is standing by. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right, Jessica. Three dogs survived the sinking of the Titanic. Truth or myth? Three dogs survived the sinking of the Titanic.
Myth.
It's true. More than a dozen dogs were on the fateful voyage, and three of them, two Pomeranians and a Pekingese, made it to safety on lifeboats.
I don't want to hear sad stories this morning.
Well, the three lived. See,
well, that means nine didn't.
Well, let's not focus on that. Wow. You went empty right away. But Jessica, hang on the line, because there's still a chance you'll win the tickets, okay?
Yep. Matt in Grandview. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
All right, Matt, the first video uploaded to YouTube was about cats. Truth or myth? First video uploaded to YouTube was about cats.
Truth.
That is a myth. A YouTube founder posted the first video on the site, and it was about elephants at the San Diego Zoo.
Seems like it should be right.
I know, right? I love cat videos. Did you see the one with the little kittens in a bucket? I watched that yesterday for a good 20 minutes. All right.
Okay, Matt, hold on for a second because you're still in. Nobody's gotten it right yet. Keisha's in KC. Good morning, Keisha.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Oh, good. On my way to class.
Oh, where do you go to class?
It's actually a PAL club. It's a research for nurses class, so.
Excellent.
Nothing fun. Yeah.
But learning. You're getting educated.
Indeed, I am learning.
All right. Truth or myth? President Jimmy Carter was a male model in his 20s. President Jimmy Carter, a male model in his 20s. Truth or myth?
Truth.
Myth. President Gerald Ford modeled, however, and was even featured on a 1942 cover of Cosmopolitan magazine.
Wow.
But so far, nobody's gotten it right. So you hang on the line. You could still win the tickets.
All right, Amber's in Cameron. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Amber, if you can get this right, you win. Men are 6 times more likely to be struck by lightning than women. Truth or myth? Men, 6 times more likely to be struck by lightning than women.
I'm going to go with myth.
It is true. The National Weather Service, they do research on annual lightning strikes. They've discovered that men are 6 times more likely to get zapped, so nobody got it right.
Oh, my God.
So I'm putting all of your names on a piece of paper. Jessica, Matt, okay. Keisha, Amber, I am spinning this bucket. The winner of the tickets is Jessica. Congratulations, Jessica.
All right.
You're going to be at Sprint Center July 5th. Escape Belle Biv DeVoe SWV.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. How about those? Interesting facts this morning.
Why are we more likely to be struck by lightning?
Is it because you're taller? I don't know. I mean, that seems dumb, but obvious. That's the first thing that came to my head. Men are generally taller.
I suppose, right?
I don't know.
Stick up out of the ground more, I guess. I don't know. That's weird.
Have to research that.
I'm afraid to go outside now. I mean, you're taller than I am, so I felt like I'd be covered in a thunderstorm.
Only in certain shoes. We're pretty close.
All right, throwback throwdown today. On what would have been Prince's 60th birthday, you can vote for Jen's throwback throwdown song. We'll play the winning one in its entirety before 9 a.m. And you can vote for Shaylee's song from the Spice Girls.
Could you see that from the text line? This was brutal. Said, if Megan didn't want the Spice Girls at the royal wedding, why would we want them in the Midwest?
Oh, burn.
Snap.
Sick burn.
Thank you, 2860.
You can vote for Joey's song. Yep, it's No Doubt and Spiderwebs. Or you could vote for my song, which, did I see right on the text line, you've never heard this song before?
I gotta say, I don't know that it sounds familiar to me. But at the time, 2000, where would I have been working? I was doing news radio. I was a news director at a tiny little station.
Okay.
And a country station, nonetheless. A tiny little news country station. So I was not exactly listening to Dexter Friebish.
Year 2000, I interviewed these guys at the Uptown Theater right after the CD came out. They're from Houston, Texas. We had that in common. It was fantastic. Good group of guys. They never had another hit again.
By the way, the text line got this right as well. We were saying, why would men be more likely to get struck by lightning? They said because men are more likely to be outside doing stupid S.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true also, yeah. All right, winning song before 9, big announcement at 7:45 in about 15 minutes.
Plus your chance to win VIP tickets to that surprise announcement.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's always a little scary when the boss comes into the studio.
I know, right?
I'm like, man, it's early in the morning. I've had this conversation before.
He's in for a special reason today. We say hello to Mark, the big boss here at Steel City Media. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. We have a big announcement to make at 7:45. Twitter, the text line, it's been all a buzz about what it's going to be today. But it's something very cool that we're announcing for this summer as part of the 102 Days of Summer and bringing food and music and beer and everything that we all love together in one place.
Absolutely. If you like to eat, if you like to listen to music, if you like to drink, then this event is for you.
Oh, yes, yes, and yes, please. Mm-hmm. I like all of these things.
That's right. So we announce right now, Kansas City Taste. How about that? Look at there.
Kansas City's Food and Live Music Festival. It's happening August 3rd and 4th at Historic Union Station. What a venue. How perfect is that?
Beautiful, beautiful. When you think of Kansas City, you think of Union Station. So we wanted to put on a citywide food and music festival, and there was no place other than Union Station to host it.
It's perfect. Showcase more than 30 of Kansas City's favorite restaurants, live cooking demonstrations from local and nationally known chefs at the Chef Showcase.
Yeah. You know, it's cool. Like, in the renaissance we've had with all the tech and everything coming in downtown, this really become a place for foodies.
Absolutely.
A lot of the restaurants and chefs have found this to be a place that's really on the cutting edge of food.
Kansas City has really put themselves on the map, and we just feel that it's time to have a citywide festival that's going to highlight all of these great chefs and culinary brick-and-mortar restaurants that we have.
And I will watch any of these. Like, I'll watch any cooking show on TV. And I can't cook at all. I can't cook. I can't bake.
Right.
I can't do any of this. But
you
I
know.
Love watching it and eating it and just seeing what it's all about. To me, it's amazing how that stuff gets put together.
Absolutely. Then you'll definitely want to check out the Chef Showcase, where we are going to have local, regional, and national chefs that are going to come in. And they're going to do cooking demonstrations on a kitchen that's set up so that you can maybe learn how to cook if you don't know how to cook. Or just fine-tune your skills. Or, like you, Jen, just watch and be entertained.
And taste. Yep, exactly.
All right, so this is over 2 days. It's Friday, August 3rd, Saturday, August 4th. There's live music on the Budweiser main stage both days. Big national acts. So far, Jody Messina, that's somebody that we all know. That she's going to be right, Friday?
Absolutely.
And then some more to come. We've got great acts all weekend long, which is fantastic. There's going to be a kids zone, kids 12 and under, free for the event. That's huge for families.
Yeah, absolutely. We wanted to make this a true family event where you can bring out the whole family. You can enjoy. Mom and dad can sip on a cocktail, or they can go taste food, and the kids will be playing in the bounce houses, getting their face painted, doing arts and crafts, and just having fun for all.
Single day tickets, $20 in advance, $25 the day of, or you can get combo tickets as well. And then there are VIP tickets. I see private cash bar listed next to that.
Private cash bar.
It's air conditioned because it's going to be August, you know.
True.
Air conditioned, private tent. It's going to have food. You get food tickets. You get preferential seating for the Chef Showcase. And you're also going to get a private standing area to watch the national acts.
Oh, can we give away some of those right now?
I think so.
Let's do a pair for Caller 12.
Okay.
VIP tickets to KC Taste. Caller 12 right now. Man, I'm excited.
We'll do that. And where you buy the tickets for KC Taste?
KCTaste.com, or you can go to KC1021.com and click the button there as well.
All right. And while supplies last, by the way, you buy a ticket for KC Taste, you receive a free ticket for KC Brew and Chew June 16th in Blue Springs. Consider that your warm-up for Taste, okay? That'd be awesome. All right?
A little warm-up.
Mark, thanks for coming by.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
It was a good visit this time. We like that.
Yes, thank you.
They're always good visits. Come on.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Okay, so do that now. Caller 12. We'll get you VIP tickets.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you one more question. Who do you vote for in Throwback Throwdown this morning? Are you going with my Prince? It's Prince's 60th birthday.
No, Spice Girls. I already text Brian.
Oh, he would be 60 today. How do you not vote for Prince?
Spice Girls need to get back together.
Get out of the studio.
Yes.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A week after Kim Kardashian met with President Trump to argue the case of a great-grandmother sentenced to life in prison over a first-time drug conviction, he took action and granted clemency to Alice Marie Johnson. The 63-year-old Tennessee woman was convicted of cocaine conspiracy and money laundering charges. She's been in federal prison for more than two decades while supporters argued for her release, pointing out the nonviolent nature of her offense. Kardashian tweeted, "Best news ever." And I feel like it was in that voice. Best news ever. I totally saved her life.
Look, I made the president do something.
Yay.
Can we have her, like, do the rest of politics now?
That'd
like, what else do we need?
Do you
done?
Really want Kim Kardashian
well,
doing
well, she got it done in a week,
seriously.
No less. What else do we need? World, let's, like, send this to her. Can we?
Can we get a list of things
yes.
that needs to happen? Send it to Kim.
She will make it go viral.
That's fact. Sadly, that is fact. Dogs pay better attention to humans when they use a baby voice tone in their speech towards them. They also tend to connect with us more deeply from an emotional standpoint when we use baby talk. Researchers evaluated human relationships with adult dogs, measuring whether they preferred our baby voice, scientifically known as dog-directed speech, or if they responded equally to adult-directed speech, which is just the way you would talk to another human. The results appear to show that dogs are noticeably more responsive to baby talk. Shaylee, how do you talk to your dogs?
Oh, I totally do it.
Yeah.
I totally do. I can't help it. She's so cute.
I do to my cat, too. I'm going to go pick up the girls from school. You just rest right there on mommy's laptop. I'll be right back. Yeah, can't help it. Royals ended up losing to the Angels in Anaheim. They are 0-6. against the Angels this season, dropped to 20 games below 500 and into last place in the AL Central. And Minnesota residents Kimberly Dean and Ron Palmer, they met in high school, dated, broke up, married other people, got divorced, but stayed friends through all of it. And when they were in their 20s, they made a vow to each other. If they both hit 50 and didn't have new spouses, they would marry each other. And that's exactly what they did last week. Tied the knot after a nearly 40-year friendship and the pact that they describe as a complete random joke. I had this same pact with a guy in college because first he had a girlfriend when I liked him, and so things didn't work. And then I had a boyfriend when he liked me, and then finally we were both single, but it just, I don't know, nothing ever came out. And we said, you know what? If we are still single at 30, we will marry each other.
Well,
at 30, that was the pact. He ended up getting married right out of college, so he was gone. We're still friends on Facebook, and I just saw he makes a ton of money. He just sold his house, and it was listed for like over $500,000, and I'm like, boy, did I screw that up.
I missed the boat on that one.
But she does love you, dear husband.
Oh, I totally love my husband. Glad I ended up with him.
Yeah,
But I would have had a $500,000 house with Pact Boy. That's all I'm saying.
Doesn't 30 seem a little bit young for that? I mean, shouldn't you say, like, well, if we're still out there at, like, 40 or 45,
yeah,
you know?
But at the time, you know, when you're 18, 19, 30 seems a million miles
away. So far away, right? Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Today's Throwback Throwdown on The Show has a menagerie of choices. If you want to be my lover. From Shaylee's The Spice Girls. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover. We thought there would be a reunion at Meghan and Harry's wedding, but I guess not.
Since our big boss voted for this, do I get more than one vote on that?
It actually negates that vote. We're actually taking away 6 votes because the boss voted
for it.
That's
rude.
You can vote for Joey's from No Doubt. Good one right there. You can vote for Jen's. Celebrating what would have been Prince's 60th birthday today.
Born back in 1958.
Or mine for the year 2000. Year 2000. Used to say that the stars are forever and dreamed about. It's Dexter Freebish, a song called Leaving Town.
Less than an hour to get your votes in. We play the winner back just before 9. You can vote on the text line, 816-576-7102, or you can go to the KC1021 Facebook page or Twitter at KC102 Radio.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think they're intentional slaps in the faces on text about our choices for the Throwback Throwdown. But nevertheless, I feel like, oh, that was kind of a backhanded sort of statement there.
Did you get something ugly on there?
Well, no. I'm just saying.
So what are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying that people text in, they're like, oh, the Throwback Throwdown, Truda, you suck at songs.
I like that you got my text.
I like when people apologize.
That was from my wife because she told me that last night. I didn't pick her song. She wanted me to pick a certain song. And I'm like, no, I just couldn't do it.
All right, time to play a round of Think in Sync. We will try to match answers. It's your chance to win $30 in Kansas Lottery Scratcher tickets. These are The Voice Scratcher tickets. We'll also make the winner an instant finalist. They get to pick whether they're Team Jen or Team Truda. We'll run through all those prizes when we get our winner. You guys ready? Feeling good?
Okay.
I wish people could see how lazy we are in the studio before we play this game. And then the second we get ready to play, Shaylee pops up, starts doing exercises. Brian stands up. Joey comes in the studio and it's like it's lively and everyone's ready to go.
Prepping for the Olympics.
That's
here.
That's how we are all the time.
Right.
So why are we not like this for the other segments of the show?
All right. Shaylee and Joey, name something scary in 3, 2, 1.
Clowns.
Yes, Joey knew you would pick that.
Yeah.
Obvious. I wanted to say spice. Scary spice.
Really?
I mean, that would make sense and be appropriate considering Throwback Throwdown.
Right. That's one match. All right, let's go with Joey and Truda. Fill in the blank. Finger blank. Fill in the blank. Finger blank. In 3, 2, 1.
Looking good.
Finger licking good. And what did you say, Joey?
I said fingerlings.
Oh, yeah.
toy
oh,
thing?
No, my kids have tons of fingerlings. Yes.
Thank you for not giving Shaylee that one, by the way.
You're welcome.
I've had to dump this delay.
I was thinking food myself, but finger food. Okay, Truda and Shaylee, a sport with four quarters in 3, 2, 1.
Basketball.
Yep, another match. Yeah. And Shaylee and Joey, an ice cream flavor. Oh, man, have you seen Betty Ray's? They have chips and guac now.
They have a guacamole. And
my brother just tried that the other day.
What do you think?
He thought it was pretty good.
Oh,
I kind of want to do it.
Yeah. Looks intriguing.
But not that one. Don't pick that one now.
Don't pick that one, Joey.
An ice cream flavor in 3, 2, 1.
Chocolate.
Vanilla.
Ooh. Chocolate and vanilla. Not a match. However, we did get two, which means line two is our winner. Line two, you get $30 in Kansas Lottery voice scratcher tickets. And you're now an instant finalist for the grand prize. Who is this?
Mark and KC.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Mark.
Great.
All right. Are you Team Jen? Which would mean you'd get a pair of tickets to see Cyndi Lauper at Sprint Center, a pedicure, Target gift card, Starbucks gift card, and $100 in voice scratcher tickets. Or are you Team Truda? Which would mean you would get a gift card to Home Depot, Quick Trip movie passes, a round of golf at Top Golf, and $100 in those scratcher tickets if you win the grand prize.
I'll be Team Truda.
Team Truda.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Good job.
Another man on your team. All right, hang on the line, Mark. Joey will get all the info. Congratulations.
All right, in the meantime, you can vote for Joey's song in today's Throwback Throwdown, Spiderwebs from No Doubt. What made you pick the No Doubt song?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
I just really like this song, and I kind of wanted to hear it today.
It's a Tragic Kingdom. It was a great album.
Oh, it's fantastic. I might have to go listen to that while doing all work later on today.
You vote for Shaylee's song, The Spice Girls. You gotta get with my friends. Make it last. Were you sad they didn't perform at Meghan and Harry's wedding?
Well, I didn't get the invite, so I wasn't too upset.
You can vote for my song that nobody seems to know.
You have like four votes now.
Thanks, Jen. That was exactly the backhanded sort of comment that I'm talking about.
Oh, and your woman, Danielle, just voted for me on Facebook.
Aww.
I'm not surprised.
Thanks, Danielle.
Prince is her all-time favorite.
She said the purple one, R.I.P.
She meant the purple spice is what she meant.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Jen's song. You can vote for Let's Go Crazy on what would have been his 60th birthday. Let's go vote, and we'll play the winner back before 9 a.m.
Get your votes in now, KC1021 on the Facebook page.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee, did you see Brian's tweet yesterday?
I didn't.
No, we don't need to go off under that.
I was busy top golfing.
Truda, can I read this on the air?
Yeah, sure, whatever. I mean, I put it on Twitter, so.
From Brian Truda yesterday, this was 18 hours ago. Just tried to buy a pop at a gas station as a thank you and sorry I destroyed your toilet present. Card declined. Red face, leaving as they know that I both poisoned their airspace and can't afford $1.30.
Oh my God.
Is there a little backstory to this tweet?
I told you I think I've got food poisoning.
Aww.
And I've never felt this way before. When I left here yesterday, I was like crying. I was almost crying in my car.
Oh, I do that every day.
Well,
that's just when I leave here.
My body felt so bad. And I make a joke about I can't bend my knees sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, bend your knees and you're going to.
Sure.
Well, so I was like pushing a hole through the floor of my car, just trying to make it home. And I'm like, not going to do it. So I stopped. First, I stopped at Quick Trip on Shawnee Parkway.
Yeah.
And you know how Rob Lowe gets out of the car in Wayne's World at the end of Wayne's World when he like steals himself and then kind of puckers in, you know?
Yep.
So I did that penguin walk in, and every stall in Quick Trip is full. There's never five people in there. Every stall's full. I'm like, how does this happen? So I further drive down Shawnee Parkway to another gas station right by 35, and there's nobody in there. And I go in, it's fine, get everything done. And I think, well, I should probably buy something because I've been in here for quite some time. The guy knows what I'm doing. There's nobody else there. And I go out and card decline. So
$1.30 card gets declined.
I've got to leave the brisk tea on the counter and just go, sorry, dude, and just walk out. Like, what else am I going to do? You know?
It's so awful. And real.
It's totally real.
We don't get paid till next
That's
week.
Only we could.
Joey, can somebody put together a couple of bucks for this guy? Can we start a GoFundMe until the end of the show?
Do you want me to break out the old guitar and hang out in Westport and have an empty guitar case?
Oh, we should go busking. Yes.
That'd
be fun.
From the text line, Truda, did you mark your poop? There's an app for that. You mark everywhere you poop.
Ew.
Of course there's an app for that.
I had never heard of that before, and I'm not sure why I'd want to, but
America.
Okay.
That's why.
Gross.
You're welcome for that story, everybody.
Yeah.
Traffic's brought
Happy
to you.
Day. I mean, I'm on 35 behind somebody slow. I'm sweating
of course.
Like Heidi Fleiss in church. I'm almost crying because my body hurts so bad.
I wish you would have gotten
to hold it all together.
Oh, my God.
That was all I needed at that point.
You
right?
can't pay for the ticket.
Sir, I promise you, if you keep me here, it's going to be ugly.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today from the Taken movies and Love Actually actor Liam Neeson, 66. One of the few people that all of us love.
I love him.
He does have a particular set of skills.
I don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you want.
I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Mm. Like looking good at age what?
66.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Vice President Mike Pence turns 59. And pop star Prince would have turned 60 today. He died in 2016 of an overdose of the painkiller fentanyl. The new Top Gun movie is reuniting its two biggest stars. The Hollywood Reporter says Val Kilmer will be reprising his role as Iceman, which made him famous back in 1986. Tom Cruise, of course, returning as ace fighter pilot Maverick in Top Gun Maverick, which is currently in production. I saw Tom Cruise post a picture yesterday. He's got on this outfit. You can see all of it going on in the background, and I got excited.
Are they going to film an updated version of the piano scene at Kansas City Barbecue in San Diego?
That's right. We need that. We also need the volleyball scene recreated. Maybe not by the same guys.
All right.
Maybe we bring in a new set. I would like all of that. The Wizard of Oz's last surviving munchkin is dead at the age of 98. TMZ reports Jerry Marin, who greeted Dorothy to Munchkinland as part of the Lollipop Guild, died last week at a nursing home facility in San Diego. Marin was one of more than 100 little people who starred in the iconic film. The actor appeared on other popular shows over the years, including The Twilight Zone, Seinfeld, and Bewitched.
Did you look up the Munchkins yet?
No, I didn't have time.
Any stories about that? Don't do it at work.
I don't want to Google the wrong thing.
Yeah, the stories are pretty wild. There was a lot of debauchery going on in between filming.
And Googling now. Bruce Springsteen is set to perform live at the 2018 Tony Awards ceremony in New York City. Springsteen going to be the recipient of a special Tony Award in honor of his successful Springsteen on Broadway concert series. The Tony Awards going to happen June 6th at Radio City Music Hall. They will air June 6th.
It was last night.
But they are not going to air until June 10th. On CBS. That's when we can all watch them.
That's weird. I always thought that show was live. Tony's. That's
Sorry.
Odd. That's
Not
strange.
Anymore.
All right, two wins in the throwback throwdown today. We will tell you coming up after Republica. Baby, I'm ready to go. Look at the Facebook page. I think we know.
Get your last second votes in. You can text 816-576-7102.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, before we get out of here today on the show, it is time to announce the winner of today's Throwback Throwdown.
Do we even need to guess? Really?
I know. Joey, how bad was it?
Do you want me to read this in reverse order?
No, just give it to
know.
Us.
All right.
I probably lost.
You did.
And in a shock to no one, Brian is in fourth.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
For second place, however, we have a tie between No Doubt and the Spice Girls.
Oh, wow. Look at you guys.
Wow.
Denzel, that's cute.
Yeah. And Runaway, Prince won with 61% of the vote.
Woo!
Wow, there you go, Jen.
Nice.
Good job.
Would have been his 60th birthday.
Yeah.
You got to celebrate that.
You almost got 60% of the vote. Oh. I mean, look, it all works out.
It would have been better if it was 58.
Yeah.
Born in 1958, died at 58. Prince would have been 60 years old.
Happy birthday. Good job.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.